Let us just go over quickly the Gemara we had learned yesterday, so we could go in the Taisus in, and then we'll go further. We'll just start on Chof Amid Beis. Quickly, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol oil sheina osi b'day odom einei oihel, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, yalef oil oil mi mishka. Ksifoche zois ha-teira odom ki yomas ba-oil, ksifosom ba-yifrois es oil ala mishkan, ma-lo-holon b'day odom, just like the oil of the mishkan was made with an intent, l'shem oil, avkan b'day odom. So therefore, an oil that the elements made, shrotzim, mayim, it doesn't have a shem oil. The rabbonon oil oil riba, the rabbonon hold that, we have, since it says a lot of times oil in Parshas Chukes, so we learn out that afilu, it wasn't made with an intent l'shem oil, it's also an oil. That's maybe a satumah v'chaytis b'fnei hatumah. V'sava Rab Yehuda kol oil sheina osu b'dei odom einay oil. Does Rabbi Yehuda Taka hold that an oil that was not made with an intent, l'shem oil is not an oil, but v'reminu, we learned Aleshu Akash, Chatzeres Oye Bnuyis B'Yerushalayim Al-Gabi Sela, there were Chatzeres that were built Al-Gabi HaSevel V'Tachteyem Cholol. And underneath these Chatzeres, there was like tunnels, Cholol Mivnei Kever HaTorim, that if underneath these Chatzeres there were kvorim, so these tunnels were used as an oil to be chaytzitz bifnei the kvorim. Umevim noshim ubrais biyode sham, megadlis b'neim sham lepore. And they brought noshim ubrais on these chatzeres, they gave birth there to these children, and the purpose, we'll see the purpose of these tenoikis were, that when the Kohen was Seiref as the Poradume, so there were Maza on him 7 days, there were Mafreshim 7 days before Seiref as Apore, and in these 7 days they were Maza on the Kohen as Seiref, and they wanted to make sure that the Milui Hamayim of that will be used for the Mechatos on these 7 days should be Nismalei, through ktanim who never were exposed to tumas meis, never needed a tahare of mechatos. So therefore, in advance, they prepared these chatzeres, and they had their tinoikis, which were born in these chatzeres. These chatzeres were protected from tumas meis. Megadlis b'neim shom lepore. And then when the time came that, they wanted to make the milui hamayim for the mechatos for this koyim. Meviyin shvorim, so they brought shvorim bal gabeim dalsis. On top of the shvorim were dalsis, and these dalsis were used as a oil mapsik. The tinoikis yoishvin al gabeim, and the tinoikis sat on top of these dalsis. The koisois shall even be dayim. And they had koisei shel even, which a koisei shel even is a keli which cannot be mekabel tumim. Higiyu, so they went to the mea shiluach sitting on the dalses which were over the shvorim. So they were assured. Now they left their sheltered chatzeres. They had to go to the mea shiluach. They were still protected from tumas meis because they were sitting on these dalsis. Higil shiluach yodu l'soich hamayim. Then they went into the water umilum, and they filled up the kaisis ba'olu v'yoshvu lahem, and then they got back onto the shvorim. Rabbi Yosi oimer mim kaimoy hoya mishalshul, that they did not get off the shvorim, no, they remained on top of the dalses which were on the shvorim, and they filled up the kaises, the kaises, they had chavolim, they had rope, and the kaises, they threw down the kaises into the water, and then they pulled it back up again, they always remained on these dalsais, never exposed to the karke, so they weren't again exposed to tumas hatayim. Bisanye, and we learned in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oima Loihoyo Meviyim Dalsis, they did not bring Dalsis, Elo Shvorim. They were Shvorim. So the Gemara asked, Boha Shvorim, the oil Shane Osi Bidei Odomu. Shvorim is an oil that was not Osi Bidei Odom. It was not made with an intent to be an oil. So we have here Astira and Rabbi Yehuda. We first had learned Rabbi Yehuda holds that kol oyel sheinei osri bidei odom einei oyel. And here it says that the shvorim were used as an oyel to be mafsik between the tumas hatahim and the tinoikis. So the Gemara answers, Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar Rav Elozo Moide Rav Yehuda Kimole Egroif. That's what Rav Yehuda had said. That we need an oil that was osi bidei odom, that is dafke, if the size of the oil was a tefach al tefach. But if it was the size of an egroif, the size of an egroif, which is kiroishe shel odom, so this, if you have such an oil that's an egroif or gabi egroif, then even though it wasn't osi bidei odom, it still has a teiras oil. And others say, if this is a deraisa, that he also holds oil riba. That means he also, but he's marbe, that means he has a limud from the Mishkan, that you need osi bidei odom, and he has oil eriba, that sometimes you don't need osi bidei odom, if it is a larger oil, it is an oil, an egroif, agabi egroif. Let us just see, kemole egroif, the Rashi kemole egroif, oil sherochov kemole egroif, shuyoyser mitefach, Moide Rav Yehuda, sh'af al pi sh'enei osu b'dei odom, choshev li yes oil. The b'maloi egroif motzinu, we find in Rabbi other halachis, a maloi egroif has achshivis. Choshev l'moir, sh'enei osu b'dei odom. It's here's achshivis of a moir, that sh'enei osu b'dei odom, that's maybe a satumak, this number, yaholis, m'sachas p'chayres, m'asini lo b'pek, alei le'mumim, Moir shaloi nase b'dei odom. If you have a window that was not made b'dei odom, shiurei lohitzi esetuma la'avir kemolei egroif. V'zeh egroifoi shal ben avatiyach, v'yeshnei godol keroish kol odom. V'chi omar, Rabbi Yehuda deina oil, heiched den osu b'dei odom b'tefach koma. Yeah, let us just see the taisvusin we have not learned as yet. Val gabeihem d'losois. So Taisus says, Man the Omar begitten, ubenozer perik koyin godel, beperik bakil ma'alvin, ubeperik basra de chagige, the oyel zoruk loish mei oyel lochets bifnei hatume. Now these are tanoim, but it seems this was a davar muskim, that the zicha was tanoikis, that were born in sheltered areas, and they were brought to the Meir Shiluach with Shvorim or Dalsis. That's for sure. There's no machlokes in this. So Lachaire, what did they accomplish with Dalsis? It's an oil zorik. And these Tanoim hold oil zorik, a moving oil. An oil that is not kavua, loish mei oil, lochets bifnei atume. Motzila Meimar, the Sovelokhe Rabbi Yehuda, that they held, like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? The Omar Bishmaitin Loihoyu Meviyim Dalsois Elo Shvorim, that the oil was not the Delos, the oil was the Shvorim alone, Shekreisei Seyem Rochovitz. So the oil was the Shvorim. Ba'afalpi, so what does that help the situation? Ba'afalpi Shegam Heim Oyo Zorik. Mikol mokim b'ditu goli rachmone d'cheshivi oil, k'd'arshinen midachsiv u'ba'atzomeis u'vegidim t'sei checheni. The Gemara later will bring a drosha that it has a shame oil, the shedra of the baim has a shame oil, because it says u'ba'atzomeis u'vegidim t'sei checheni. So Memele, so there's a pasuk that has a teires sichuch, and if it has a teires sichuch, so that the teires megal has a teires oyel. So Memele, so then we accept its face value, and then it doesn't matter if it's walking or not walking. Here's a gzeres akosu that the atzomis of a balchai has a teires oyel. Maybe we'll stop over here in this teisus because it's better for us to learn the Gemara further to understand what teisus is speaking about. The tinoikis yoishvin, but the sefted the porik toni dahakul shovim shatinoikis srichin tvila, that the tinoikis, they did it tvila. Kloima hakul shovim, bein rabbi kive, bein rabbi yoisi aglili, shenechleku le inyan hazo, that means one of the, that rabbi yoisi holds that they had to be mazer these tinoikis, that means this chumr went so far, that even though these tenoikis were never exposed in their lives to tumis meis, afal pikein, before they made this milui, they needed hazor. That's what Rabbi Yose Glili holds. And Rabbi Kiva holds, they don't need hazor. But according to everyone, tvila they zicha needed before the milui, kadisname meseches pore, peregimu mishnedalet, tzrichin hoyu hatinoikis lehozois, Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili held that they had to be mazah on these tenoikis. Rabbi Kivoy Mulay Hoya Tzrichon Lehozeis, but Al Kaponim Tvila they needed, maybe they touched the sheretz, some melech, so Tvila they zicha needed. Now we hear here a machloikis, how the mili was. The Tanakhama says, Yodu Lesoich Amayim Umilum. Rabbi Yosi says they did not get off the dalsis. Mim kaim oyoyem mishal shel umemale mim nekever atoyim. So kesova hai tane, the tane that says yodu l'seich hamayim umilum, he holds milui yodayim beinon. He holds that it has to be filled by yodayim. V'loy she yishal shel bechevel. L'cheira, just like in Lulav, there's a locha l'kicha yidei davar acher, shmo l'kicha, loy shmo l'kicha, if you'll hold the Lulav through something else. So that's not called, one man the Yama holds, that's not called l'kachtam l'chem, you have to hold the Lulav alone. So it would seem that the Tanakama holds that the mili has to be not a yidei davar acher, you have to be memale b'yadayim. Kach pirish bekuntres. V'teima g'doyla pirish, de bekulu stomi muchichi b'meseches pore, shahoyu melichin chevel k'dei l'malois, that they used to go with a chevel to make mili, so vaisteis, so that's good. They used to bring along a chevel. V'afilu nismale hakeli me'elov mashmed de kosha b'mili. Meseches pore, it would seem that afilu the keli was nismale me'elov, Not even through a chevel, that from zich alayne became this male. It's also kosher. The snan b'meseches pore, hashoikes shebesela. Hashoikes means if you had a trough. That's right. You have a stone and there's a hollow area in this stone that water comes in. And here it's speaking about that mayim chayim came in. Hashoikis shebesela ein memal limbo. You can't use this water in the shoikis for milui because it doesn't have a teiras keli because it's mechuba. It's a stone and they've got a teiras keli. Hoisokli, what is if it was once a keli, v'chibro besid, and he attached this keli to l'oret, so it doesn't lose the shame keli, and then Mayim Chayim went into this keli, memalim. So you see, this can be used for milui. It has a shem keli. It seems that the water came in by itself. So you see, not only Ayidei Dovaracha is good, it's good afilu memele, the smale me'elot. Oy tanya betesefta de pore, oma lifnei rabbi kivim mishim rabbi Shmuel, they told him a very good eitzah to make milui, koisi shal evan hoyetluyim bekarne shvorim. They used to hang on the koisi shal evan to the karne shvorim. We have a nice picture in the Perish Chai. In kivin sheshochu shvorim lishtoi, so when the shvorim went and bent down to drink the water, nismalu akoisi. So that was a very good way of making milui. You can make milui without any problems of tumah. You just go and you leave the koisis on the shvorim, and the karne hashvorim, and it gets filled up that way. So, Omer lehem, al titnu mokim letzidoikim l'radis achreichim. This whole purpose was a mulchama with the tzidoikim. That's all you need, that the milui should be to shvorim. They'll never stop ridiculing us. Al koponim, we see from all these mishnayos that there is no specific halacha that you need mili b'yadayim. We see they went with a hevel, and afila mili de memela, mili ayidei por is good. So Samus wants to say, there's a machlikas tanoim. Rashi just says in this tane that he holds the Lashon of Rashi is Kosova Haitane Milui Be'inim V'loi Sheyishal Shebechevel. It's a machlokes tanoim. They're good. You have Stam Mishnayos like the other Tana. So we paskin like the other Tana. Rashi never said that we paskin like this. Rashi is just being mevayer the das of this Tana. So it's a machlokes v'achakach Stam. The other Stam is nice and good. We paskin like the other Tana. Al Kaponim, Tosfos does not want to say that there's any Tana that holds that you need a mili b'yadayim. V'nira l'forish, the Bahochi pligi, Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbonon. The Rabbonon sovri, mishum ahu puta lechashinim lekever hatohim. The Rabbonon held that not that you have to go down, you're permitted to go down. I mean, we have to understand it was a difficult acrobatic kunz for this 7-year-old tinnik who's balancing himself on the delis, which is over the shoyer. Now he has to go and now he's going to go and take the koish shaleven, and he's not going to look over the delis, because if he looks over the delis, so lamaisa, he's going to become tummy. No, he's going to become tummy. Fall off, Mamela. That'll become tummy. So he has to stand over there and throw the kais and hope for the best. And it was Mamash Mu'im Dig. So the Tanakama said, listen, he can go down. For Kevin, with this whole thing was Chumra Gabi Chumra Gabi Chumra. But right near the Meisha Luach, you don't have to declare that someone made a base of Kvoris over there. So Memela, that's what the Tanakama held. Rabbi Yosi Chayish, Rabbi Yosi says we have to be consistent. We wanted to be 100% sure that this tinnik was never exposed to Tumas Meis. So till the Mili, we have to be sure that he wasn't exposed. So therefore, he was Mishal Shul Bechevel. Now let us go further. So we had asked Akasha Astir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need a oil ha'osi b'day odom, and here we have a oil that is not osi b'day odom. He said the shvorim were used as a holim. So Rabbi Yehuda said that. So the Gemara said because if it's a molei egroif, then you don't need the tnai of osi b'day odom. Tanya nami hochi, umoide Rab Yehuda, bishkifin ubenikike hasloim, that there does have a shame oil. And these were big grooves that they were the size of a egroi, and there it has a shame oil. Rashi bishkifin, sloim hanoiflim umisparkim beruach, b'yesh chul godul bimokim akiros, where they were torn out from. So there's large spaces, and here's a teres oil, a kike bikuyim, sal kolchoch, so that's sufficient. Zakti gemara weiter. Fragt die Gemara, now the Gemara had understood that we have here a machlokes, was there a delis or wasn't there a delis? Was the delis chaitzitz or wasn't the delis chaitzitz? So, l'chayre, that's the machlokes. The Tanakhama says there was losses, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo'yhoyu mevi'im losses. So it would seem, the Gemara understood now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a delis cannot be chaitzitz. Therefore, they didn't bring losses. No, the Tanakhis were on the Shvarim alone. So the Gemara asks, what, v'arei delis, the yeshbo kama egreifim, by a delis this kama egreifim, it has the correct dimensions that you don't need any tnoyim of asuyi b'dei adam. Uktani Rabbi Yehuda oimer loyhoyu meviim dlosses el shvarim. So why couldn't they bring dlosses? So we have here a machlokes. Omar Rabbi loyhutzrichu lohovi dlosses. Now pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is not that you can't bring dlosses. You bring a delis, it's gevaldik, it's very good oil. He's just saying it is not necessary to bring dlosses. Rava Omar, no. It's not necessary. Loihoyu may be in losses called Ika. They were not permitted to bring losses. Why? Shemibnei shedaite sheltinik gasa olo. If you're gonna have a large delis, which is on the back of the shoyer, so then the tinik will get, will feel hamish. He's on a broad area. So then he'll just be walking around and looking over. This is a very exciting occasion. Finally they let him out after 7 years in these chatzeres. They let him out. Now he's going to the Meshaluach. You can imagine the covered. He's on top of the shoyer. Zichu would like to look down over the delis to see what's there, to wave to the crowd. So he might stick out his head or his hands over the delis. So we have to make sure that this tinnik is not too secure. We have to make him in a matzav of pachat. So we stuck him on the back of the shoyer, and that's not too broad. So he's just staying holding on to the back of the shoyer to make sure he shouldn't fall off. So that's very good. So we'll be assured that he won't stick anything, not his head, not his hands, out of the extremities of the shoyer. So maybe it won't become tummy. That is Chan Rabbi Yehuda. V'yitma bekeber hatoim. Tanya nam, kanya kevosei derove. Abaraisa daka says like that. Rabbi Yehuda oime loyhoyu mevim dlosis kol ike. Why? Mibnei shedate sheltine gasolo. Shema yeitzi roi sheyechad meivoro v'yitma bekeber hatoim. Elo mevim shvorim hamitzriim. Shekrei soiseyem rechovois, they had wide stomachs, batinoikis yoishven al gabeyem, v'koishe shalavim b'yideyem, higiyu l'shiluach yodu amolum volu v'yoshven al gabeyem. So, now we understand Pshat in Rav Yehuda, that Emerson and Hilchis Tumid Dalsis would zicha be sufficient, but for other reasons, they did not bring Dalsis. Now let us see Rashi. V'arei delis, di yesh bo kama egroifim, min hakarka ad hadelis, v'ko omar Rabbi Yehuda loyhoyim eviim dalsis. Now, Rashi had a problem. What was the havamina? They also have the same problem. What was the havamina of the Gemara? We have a havamina that the Gemara held that, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, dalsos will not help. Now that's a pella. Why shouldn't dalsos help? Dalsos, without this mice of a greifim, dalsos was made l'shem oil. This is a real mahudadika oil. This was Osi Bidei Odom. So how did the Gemara understand? Gemara said, Kasha, you just told me that Moli Egrif helps. Halishya Bombe, so why doesn't Dalsis help? I mean, on what I said, why doesn't Dalsis help? That's a Meir Dikir. I mean, why shouldn't Dalsis help? What was the Havamina Bechlal? So Rashi says, Gosal kedai toch de ein derech oil bekach. The Gemara now, for some reason, they had a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says that they didn't bring dalsis. So it seems dalsis are no good. So the Gemara could not understand why aren't dalsis no good. So kochoch, there's a nuchesorim. There's derech oil. That's not the derech oil to make, that's not the normal way to make an oil, to have an oil. So memela, that's why the Gemara held that dalsis doesn't help. So Emerson Rashi says, a shvorim is also shver. So why does shvorim do help? So Emerson, so even though the Gemara is asking Akasha, why doesn't dalsis help? The Gemara means that, and if dalsis don't help, so within shvorim also shouldn't help. Kol ike, loy mishum deina oil, al mishu, shalaytay dati, shaltini kasa olo. Since he has no fear of falling down, so he's secure. He's on a second floor. Now he's scared. He holds on to where he's sitting and he won't try any acrobatics. Bekever atoim, kloimar besofik kever. Taisvis. Tanya nami hochi, mashma lochoire, shehi bereise. That this is a bereise, that a greifem helps, that moli a greif helps. The meider ablaza beshkifne bekike sloim. So it's a bereise. Be mishne shleim mesecha se holes. Seif adi delel. Doch is an osam vidu haim bekolor shene osim de odom eine oil. Umayde bishkifem musloim. So the mishne himself mentions that there's a difference what the size of the oil is. Vereideles de yesh lo kama egoifim. Teima. Heichi salke daite de makshe shle yeilu dalsais. What was the havamin of the Gemara? For what legitimate reason shouldn't Dalsis help? They were put down l'shem oil. How did they understand Dalsis? Why doesn't Dalsis help? Why does Shvorim help? Ubekuntres perishkos halke deitrim shem ein derech oil bekach. Becholshken Shvorim. So why doesn't the Gemara ask this kasha, why does Shvorim help? Why does Gemara ask, why doesn't Dalsis help? Why does Gemara ask, why does Shvorim help? So, chloime de kasalke daite de balachayim chshivi lahatzel tfei mi dalsis, lechoshiv oil afopish ein derech oil bekach, leishayich tamze ele bedover hatoli besvore beloi lemai di alfinon mi mishkan. The Svasemis says, Pshat and Taisvis as follows. The Svasemis says that the Emerson, we had a member of Rabbi Yehuda that, Chayr, Shecheru, Mayim, Ishrotzim, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an oil. Kol oil sheni osri bidei odom einei oil. Now, our Gemara said, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, so our Gemara said, because he learns that from the Mishkan. And then by the Mishkan it was also the shame oil, she also be also the shame oil. Now, if that is the tam, so then it's zikha very difficult to understand, so why dalsis don't help? Dalsis was zikha also be day odom. The Gemara held, Rabbi Yehuda holds that dalsis don't help. He said they didn't bring dalsis. Why says dalsis don't help? So, the Gemara held, maybe that's the wrong time. Maybe that's not the time the way you said that you learn out from the Mishkan. If you learn out from the Mishkan, you need Osi B'dei Odom, then the Osi Shazich help. Maybe there's another limit. There's Ein Derech Oil Bekach. A Nupsul. maybe the reason is ein derech oil bekach. So, ein derech oil bekach, that means this is a svore, that it's not a derech oil, so memela, that's why it's no good. Now, if that is, if it's a new psul mikoyach svore, so then one can say a svore balechayim achoshuv. So memela, so even though it's ein derech oil bekach, but the chshivas of balechayim will counteract this greyese, and will say by balechayim, it will have a teres oil. That is if you'll say the psul is als ein derech oil bekach. If you say the psul is, because we learn that from the Mishkan, then you can't say svarlich that balechayim is choshev, yo choshev, nish choshev. The Mishkan that says it only has a teres oil if it was osi bidei odom. So balechayim could be choshev, could be gewaldic choshev, but it's still not osi bidei odom. So that is what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. Before the Gemara understood that the psul of Rabbi Yehuda is because it's not osi bidei odom, as we had started in the beginning of the sugi. So the Gemara asked, so why are shvorim good? On this kasha, you can't say any terutzim lech shvorim achoshev. I have a limud, you need osi bidei odom. So you can't say balechayim achoshev. Therefore, the Gemara had to say that the whole aloch of osi bidei odom is dafkim, by an oil tefach, by an oil egroif, there's no din of osi bidei odom. That's what the Gemara had to say. Now we found now that Rabbi Yehuda holds that dalsis are no good. So if dalsis are no good, so we see klar that the tam is not als osi bidei odom because dalsis are grad osi bidei odom. The putam bekabon l'shem oyo. So al kochach weiss doch ois that your whole stick teres tam is in that image. The tam of Rabbi Yehuda is because ain't der oyo bekach. If that's the tam, now I'll understand. So dalsis is ein derech oil bekach, and balechayim that al choshev. So I will say, so even though there's a svar of ein derech oil bekach, but the chshivis of balechayim will counteract the chason of ein derech oil bekach. That's how the svasemis says pshat and taisis. Let us know we'll see the loshen of taisis. But so chloim the kasalke daitich the balechayim chshivi lahatzel tvei midalsis lachoshev oil afo pishen derech oil bekach. That means the psul of dalsis is in derech oil bekach. And balechayim achshivi, so therefore it's matzel. Avolei shayach tamzele, bedovatoli besvore, volei lemaydi ofinen mi mishkan. Shedatei sheltinik gasa olot. So we see here that Rabbi Yehuda is saying as follows. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that be'etzem, dalsis would be very good. No, the whole reason dalsis are no good is because the tinnik might stick out his hand. So Taisa says, Kasover Rabbi Yehuda oil zorg shmei oil. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that he holds oil zorg shmei oil because if he holds oil zorg loy shmei oil, so how could dalsis be good? It's an oil zorg. The mashma holoy mivnei shedate gasa hoye mevin dalsis. So Rabbi Yehuda holds itaka holds like that, and Eirvin itaka holds like that. That oil zorg shmei oil. So now we finish the chelik of the sugya, which is negeya taharet. Now we'll see how this comes into our sugya. So the Gemara asks, let's go to our Mishnah. V'arei mita, the yesh bo kama agroifim. A mita is very large, there's kama agroifim. Usnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noigim hayinu sheyinu yishenim tachas hamita bifnei haskenim. So the Gemara is asking, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda held that the one was permitted to sleep underneath a mita, besuke, and the mita is not called an oil mapsik. The mita has kama egreifim. Let us see Rashi. Noigim ayinu, alma oil aroi lav oil. Now all of a sudden, Rashi brings now a new chsorim. which we were unaware of till now. And Rashi says, Alma oyel aroi la, so we see if a mita doesn't have a shame oyel, Alma oyel aroi lav oyel. So the Rishash asks, L'chayre, where did Rashi get this chasam? Rashi said, Alma be'inon oyel ha'osi b'day odom. How did this chasam come in? Alma oyel aroi lav oyel. Nachsach mir pshat and Rashi is, you have to understand what the kash is. Emerson, we had a svore that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need her oil, her osi, bidei odom. Fine. We had a kash, so why are shvorim good? So we came to Teretz, that shvorim are good because they have an egroif. So the chesorin of oil, Hanase b'day Odom is only by an oil tefach, not by an oil egger. We had a barais also that says it's a mission in the kikim, shkifen in the kike asloim, has a shame oil. So now we see that the chesorin of oil habobi day Odom does not apply by an oil egger. That we see already. There's nothing more to talk about. Now we have a problem in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the Mita also had an egrev. So there's no problem of osi b'day odom. V'afal pikein, it doesn't have a shame oil. So why not? So koch, there has to be a new chesaron. So l'chayre, the Gemara held, what is the chesaron? The chesaron is, it's an oil aroi. An oil aroi does not have a shame oil. So what is the Gemara's kashas? What is the kash? Good, so finish. An oil aroi doesn't have a shame oil. So l'chayre, the kash is, I think, the kasha is on dalsis. Rabbi Yehuda said that dalsis would be good. No, they didn't bring dalsis because the daiter shaltinik gasol. But theoretically, dalsis are good. In fact, the Gemara, we see Rabbi Yehuda holds an oil, aroi doesn't have a shame oil. So how could dalsis be good? Dachsmir, that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Dachsmir, shvorim are not called an oil aroi, because the oil of a sheir is always an oil. He's sheir ben yoyme kori sheir, he's an oil the whole life. He's not called an oil aroi, he's always an oil. A mite is an oil aroi, you put it together, you take it apart, it's an oil aroi. Dalsis is ich an oil aroi, they stick a delos on the sheir, it's an oil to take it off in 10 minutes. So the Gemara is asking Gakashi, dachsmir, astira in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, from our Mishnah, it would seem that a mita does not have a shame oil, so mistame because it's an oil aroi. That's the only reason. You don't need osi b'day odom because there's many a groi from there. So al kochach, we see from our Mishnah, there's a new chesorin of oil aroi. So why would dalsis be good? So the Gemara says, no, there's no such chesaron of oil aroi. Shiny mita hoyel ulegabo asuya. Hoyel legabo asuya zok trashi, lishan al gabo, veloy tachteho, lefikach ein lo shem oil. So the Gemara is saying, I think the word asuya over here does not mean it was made. I think asuya means it is used. That means that there's a new svara. Oyel aroi, there's no such chesaron of oyel aroi. Forget about it. No, the reason why a mita doesn't have a shame oil, because since the usage of the mita is the top of the mita, it is never used as an oil. So if it's not used as an oil, it loses the shame oil. So therefore, the dalsis, which were put down the kavana to be an oil, so they're an oil. But the mita that is not used at all to be an oil, the purpose of a mita is to lie on top of the mita. So memele lefikoch ein lo shem oil, not als oil aroi. No, because the usage is al gabo and not metachtel, so it loses the shem oil since it's never used as an oil. Frag de gemore, Shvorim nami legabo nasuyim. Somebody says, oh, if you're talking about usage now, so let's go to Shvorim. So why are Shvorim an oil? It's also they're not used out an oil, they're used to ride upon, not to be an oil, to be mile over that which is underneath them. כי אוסו רובין אומר אבלוזו, שני שבורים הויל ומגינים על הרויים בחמו בני החמו, ובגשומים מפני הגשומים. Small says, no, there is a usage of שבורים as הויולים. What's let's see, Rashi? Al horoyim, shemachnisim roshayim tachas kreisom. That means that they are used as, there's a miyotashmish. Good, the main use of a shayr is you're right on top of it. Or but al kaponim, there is a shimush cotton that we use, they're used as an oil also. So memela, so as long as it's used as an oil sometimes, so that is a shame oil already. Mashenkin amita is never used as an oil. Fregt the Gemara, it's not true. Ihochi mita nami, oil umegina al minolayim besandalim shetachter. It's also used to you put things underneath the mita. You put the minolayim, the shoes and the sandalim, you put underneath the mita. So memela, there's also a miut tashmish of oil that you put the shoes underneath the bed. It's protected. It's underneath the bed. So you're using the underneath of the mita also. So if a miut tashmish gives it a shem oil, so by a mita there's also a miut tashmish. Let us see Rashi. Och in noket gabi mita min alayim v'sandalim. Damrine bababa basre eze mita shal tamide chachomim. Kol she'ein tachteho elo min alayim shabalabayis moisachama v'sandalim b'moisakshomim. She'nois nimshom kshubo lishkav v'lishen. When he goes, wants to lay down. Choylets min olo v'nois nintachas mitosei. Avolosis tachteho dvor macherim gnai huloi. Shemalgul b'nei habayis l'shom. It's the b'nei habayis should not have a shaykhis with his mita. So memele, so if other things would also be underneath the mita, everyone would be coming there to see if his things are there. So therefore, underneath the mita is only min alayim v'sandalim. Al kol ponim, so if you're telling me that a miyut usage l'tzayrach oil is sufficient to give it a shame oil, and that's why shvarim are good, so then we're back to the kasha, so a mita should also be good. Ela omarove, shani shvarim, hoyol va'asuyim lohogin al b'nei me'ayim shalahem. Shvarim have a shame oil, not l'chayr the Gemara's chayis. The Gemara's saying as follows. You're right. A miyit usage doesn't make it an oil. And if there's a svore oil, the gabo asuyin, that means that the iker tafkid is not l'shem oil, so that's mafki the shem oil mine. Ah, you ask the kasha, say, bezoi shvorim should also not be considered an oil? So the Gemara says, elo marove shani shvorim oil vasuyin lohogin al bnei me'ayim shalahem. The shedre, the tzlois are megin, are mesachich, and the bnei me'ayim shalem, shenema ir uboso talbisheni ubatzomeis vigidim tesoichecheni. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, al bnei me'ayim, so this gag in the beginning is a little difficult, so the Menachem Eish of Nefesh puts it at the end of Rashi. Sheshedro shelohen megin aleihen kigag. That the shedra of the shoyer is a megin, a protector, a cover on the bnei ma'ayim. Kigag, it's a roof over them. Uchatzomois tesoichicheni. Datzomis are soichich. Tesoichicheni alma schach korilei. So we see that the atzomis are called asichuch. The atzomis are called asichuch. So memele, the atzomis are called asichuch. The shedr is called asichuch. So memele, so the Torah said it has a shame oil. Or maybe let's put it better. It's not only asuyo, al gabov, it's asuyo al tachto. Forget the pasuk says that's the purpose. The purpose of the atzomis is l'soichicheini, that the atzomis are mesachich and cover the inside. So memele, so there's a difference between amite and ashoyer. Amite is takele gaba asuya. The main purpose is for the gav, for the yantap. There's no important purpose of a sichuch al tachteho. So it doesn't have a shame oil. Masha'in came over here that the posik says that the atzomis, when Rashi says this means the shedre, is soichich and the b'nei me'ayim, so fakelt, it's asuya l'teicho. So, and it's called a sichuch. So mela, that's why the shedre has a shame oil. So Rashi would seem clear that that's the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say she shedra shlem megin aleim, and that is that the seichicheni. The seichicheni is going on that summit. So what is chaitzitz bifnei hatume? The shedra is chaitzitz bifnei hatume. That is what is chaitzitz. And Demisin, we heard Rashi and of Rav Aleph and Aleph in the middle of the Rashi. Rashi says, Elokama meforshtaim meilhoi mevin dolces. Alme ashmeinen Rabbi Yehuda de shedroson shel shvoshim shehi ke'ein gag. I think it should be alchlal shel beheime hu ha'oyel ha'mapsik. That the shedra is mapsik.
The Gemara says they brought shvorim shekrei seisayim rechoveis, shvorim hamitzvim that had very wide stomachs. So he asks, Mishloim, if the stomach would be the sichuch, so it's good. So the wider the stomach is, the greater the sichuch is. But if the sichuch is the shedra, so why do you need wide stomachs? But it could be that they had wide ribs also. I mean, if you had large stomachs, it seems it wasn't some of the fat shoyer. Shvorim amitzrim. I mean, that was their tchune. They had large stomachs, so they had large stomachs, and some of them had large ribs. So, some of the shedra includes the ribs also. And that is a din sichuch. I had a shtikal ha'ore, if the oil is the shedra, as always says for Rashi, so l'chayre, it's a bit of a geshef. There were spaces between the ribs. And we learned before in the first pedic, by don't say lovud, by oil or tume. If you have spaces between them, so the tume can go through. So what did we accomplish with the shvorim? The shvorim could be walking, but between the ribs, some tume could be oiler. Perhaps, if we agree that the shedre and its lois of the behemah have a shame oil, so then it could very well be that the oil that's al-gabi the shedra becomes a nitfal to the shedra. That means you can't make an oil from the oil alone because the oil is l'gabo suya. But now that you have a shedra already, which is an oil, so it could be the oil bilamailo, the basa that's inside is mitzvarev to bilamailo, the all the empty spaces, and now that becomes a nitfal to that oil. Let us read Tosfos. For batzomis v'gidim to seichichayim. Av al-gab v'haikra v'odom ksif. Kolshkein behemo. Shekreiso lemato ke'ein oil. Now the lesson of Tosfos is very unclear. But let us understand, because Tosfos Akashi, we're bringing a raya that atzomis are called a sichuch. So Tosfos asks, this pasuk is not speaking about a shoyer. The pasuk is speaking about an odom. So we're speaking about that the atzomis of a person is a sichuch. Understand the word sichuch, Rashi says, l'chumish pareches ha-mosoch, kol loshen, mosoch is a loshen, the pareches was vertical. Above all, ha-megin, that's called a sichuch, something that's sheltering, protecting. So Tosfos says, Avogav da'ikra ba'odam ksiv. By an odam, the mesach, the sichuch is from the side. It's a protection from the side, like the pareches hamosa. It's kolshkein behemo shekreisa lemato, that the keres is lemato, so Tosfos is like missing a word, so if sichuch the shedra is ka'ein oil, it's mile on the keres. It's mile on the keres, that's what's from the Menachem Eishiv Nefer, so that's pshat in Tosfos. Just like we said in Rashi, that it's a shedra, shalem megin aleim kigag, so shekreisa lemato, so the shedra is ka'ein oil on the keres. Al koponim, we had over here, a teretz, so let us figure out what we were up to. So we're up to as follows. That the emerson, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a mita was legabo asuya, the main usage of the mita is not the underneath, no, the usage is using it on top. So that makes it ois oil. Immediate usage of minolayim, that doesn't give it a shame oil. So therefore a mita legabo asuya does not have a shame oil. A shoya, it's talking about legaba suya. It's a suya l'seichich al b'nei ma'ayim shaloi. So therefore it does have a shame oil. So shalom al yisrael. That's what we found for the kash. That's one mahalach. B'boy yisrael, if you want to tell you another teretz. Rabbi Yehuda letaimei, the Oma Asuke Dirus Kva Beinen. Rabbi Yehuda says,
Suke
Dirus Kva Beinen, Vahavelei Mita Dirus Aloi, Besuke Oyel Kva, Beloi Osi Oyel Aloi, Umevatel Oyel Kva. A new Lamdus Agam, so it's nothing to do with what we were learning in Hilchos Taris, it's a new Lamdus Agam. Rabbi Yehuda Osuke is a Dirus Kva. And Oyel is a Dirus Aloi. So Memele, so when a person is underneath the Mita, he's underneath the Sukkah also. Now, if the oil of the sukkah would be equivalent to the oil of the, if the oil of the mita would be equivalent to the oil of the sukkah, so we'll say it's chaytes. But since this is an oil aroi, and this is an oil kva, so loy osi oil aroi mevatel oil kva. Correct the Gemara, that's the lundus. The whole Rab Shimon damanami, sukkah diras kva binim, Rab Shimon also sukkah diras kva binim. The osi oil aroi mevatel oil kva. We hear in the Mishneh, Rabbi Shimon said that since Tavi was potter minasuke, since Avodim was potter minasuke, that's why he was Yoshin Tachas Amita. So we see from Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon held that a person who sleeps underneath a meter is not mekayim mitzvah suke. Aye, Rabbi Shimon holds that suke is a oyul kva, the osi oyul alay mevatul
oyul kva.
He says, you're not yoitze. So the Gemara says, oh, that's a machlekes starke. Ma sava osi oyul alay mevatul oyul kva. That's what Rab Shimon holds, and therefore, according to Rab Shimon, an eved wouldn't be yaitzer if he sleeps on mita mita. So the lay osi oyul aroi mevatel oyul kva, and Rabbi Yehuda also yosi oyul mevatel oyul kva. Let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi.
The lay osi aroi mevatel kva lo hosu shem asuker mika.
In order to say that here is not suker, so you have to have an oil that is equivalent to the sukkah shalamayla.
And the sukkah shalamayla is an oil kva, so
we also have an oil kva. Frag the Gemara, the Rab Shimon, the Omar Nami sukkah kva, the
inin,
the boy, where does he know that he needs
kva?
The boy out of the families, he needs four walls. The Marina Beperi Kame, Rab Yehuda, the Rab Shimon, Rab Gamliel, the Rab Lezo, the Chayim Kulus, the Rab Sukkah, the Rab Kvabinin. The come of
Masnif, the Lepidor,
Kain, the Lamana, Shioshan, Pachas, Amita, La Yotza, Yedei, Chebos.
So, Morin says that Reb Shimon holds, oh, see, oil, aroim, a bottle of oil, kva. I heard a shtickle, ha'ora,
and this Rashi
was
coming to tell us
that Reb Shimon holds,
sukkah, oil, kva, bein. So Rashi says, where do we see this?
Rashi brings
down the Gemara, Perek, Kame.
Rab Yehuda,
Rab Shimon, Rab Gamliel, Rab
Elezer,
Vacherim, Kulos, Virlo, Sukadiris, Kravina. So let me ask an Irish Rikashe, why does Rashi have to bring all the
Rashi
only wants to prove that Rab Shimon holds Oyel Kravina?
So why does Rashi
have to bring all these other
Tanoim over here?
Rab Yehuda, Rab Gamliel, Rab Elezer.
Vacherim.
So we'll say,
Rikashe wants to bring down the Baraisa, he wants to bring down the Memra of the Gemara, he brings down
the Gemara, the way
it is written. But if we'll be medayek, Rashi left out three names.
Rashi brings down a multitude of tanoim, but three tanoim
Rashi left out. The Gemara
says, and I'm Zayin on the base, on the
Rabbi,
Rebbe
holds the rest
of gets to be dalad.
Rebbe Yashi
holds and Yitzel
Machmas Tponis. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda,
Rabbi Shimon,
Rabbi Gamliel,
this Rashi brings down.
Oh, Beishamai.
Beishamai also needs Zion Azari. Rashi left out
Beishamai also.
Rabbi Lezer,
Bacharidim, Kulus, Kulus,
Kadiris, Kabinim. So it's very, Rashi brought down
around
four or five of the Tanoim,
the Gold,
Diris Kva,
and
Rashi left out
Rabbi
Rashi and Beishamai.
L.A. Davon.
It's... Bodnem.
The Rashvich
Meira,
that Rashi is Meira Vichbidik.
In the
Sugir.
And Rashi and Rav Zayinu Medeis, when Rashi explains that these
Talmudim
holding
Dirus Kva. So Rashi says, what does Dirus Kva mean?
So Rashi says as follows.
Uya Lehishtramesh Kogula V'niris K'barimes.
Now Rashi says
two explanations of Kva.
One Kva is